Oh, there was something. Okay, it's not in the Trello, but I have to mention this right now.
Yes, please, please. Right this moment. Do I need a breaking news? Do I need a breaking news?
No, I mean, not really. It's not breaking news, but I have to mention this because I'll forget.
Okay.
So I don't know if I mentioned this on the recording, but I am pleading to the audience right now. I made a picture of myself from the melon video with Big Fatty's head over the melon.
Yes.
And apparently over on Spotting Big Fatty, they refuse to put, I don't know who to contact. I don't know. There's no phone number to call and complain to customer service.
Uh-huh.
But I would like all of our listeners, all of you, to go out and find my video and put Big Fatty's head on the melon, whatever you think the funniest pose is or whatever. And I want us to just bombard Spotting Big Fatty with photos of me with Big Fatty's head as the melon. That is what we are strong in numbers. We can convince them to put a photo. I want a photo on that site. I thought it was a brilliant idea. Anyway, so that's what I'm saying.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Do I need a breaking news?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1590 of the BFO for Thursday, the 27th of February, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. I'm going to finally give you the chicken soup recipe. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, pencil getters. Big Fatty, I hope that has something to do with the chicken soup. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. It does indeed. It does indeed have to do something with the chicken soup. So, y'all, if you're interested in the chicken soup recipe, y'all get your pencils. Y'all, Laughing Buddha, the spambassador of the BFO. Y'all, he had the funniest comment over there posted at the BFO today. He goes, I love, no, that's not the right one.
Big Fatty, you fucked it up.
It says, I love the call between Sassy and Squeaky Kitty, but can we get back to that soup recipe, please? But y'all, the next one he sent was, it was something like, I'm beginning to think this chicken soup recipe is much the same as a volcano mug story.
Big Fatty, nothing's as bad as a volcano mug story.
Now, y'all, I've selected this music because there's no other show. No other show out there in Little Showland that has a test kitchen segment. So, y'all, I hope you enjoy this. Now, y'all, I'm gonna give you the original recipe. Then I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna tell you how Big Fatty makes it because I do it a little bit different. Y'all, it is called lemon chicken and orzo soup, and it serves 4 to 6. Y'all, I got this from that Waylon. Formerly of the stinky orangutans, but you know Waylon and that colored boy, they came to their senses.
Big Fatty.
Anyway, y'all, you start off with 2 teaspoons of olive oil, a medium carrot peeled and cut into fine matchsticks, 1 small celery stalk diced, 1 small onion finely chopped, 6 ounces of boneless skinless chicken bazoon, 1/2 cup of roughly chopped fresh spinach, 1 teaspoon of chopped fresh oregano, 1 cup of orzo, salt and pepper, 8 cups of chicken broth, and the zest and juice of a lemon. And y'all, the instructions are, in a large pot, heat the olive oil over medium heat and add the carrot, celery, and onion pieces. Cook for about 3 minutes, stirring occasionally. Add the chicken bazooms and the spinach, oregano, orzo broth, and season with salt and pepper. Cover and bring to a boil. Reduce the heat to low and simmer. half covered for about 30 minutes or until the orzo is al dente. Remove the chicken breast from the soup. Let it cool enough to handle and shred it into pieces. And then return the shredded meat to the pot. Add the lemon juice and zest. Stir and serve.
Big Fatty, it just sounds delicious the way it is.
Yeah, I guess y'all over back here spotting Big Fatty and y'all. Yesterday, we had that they had that joint project with that Peter G and Mark and Calendar with Big Fatty and a gentleman caller sharing a little snack it.
It's vulgar.
And y'all, then you heard it at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, is that that old Adam Burns, old Crooked Hat himself? Y'all, he finally spotting. Crazy finally relented, and he has put he has replaced y'all. That is a very small melon. That's all I gotta say. It was a very small melon because that picture of Big Fatty's head is tiny.
Big Fatty, that ain't all that's tiny.
All right, moving on, y'all. That Peter G also spotted Big Fatty. Y'all, this one is vulgar as it can be, and it says, "Oh dear Gussie, what happened here?" And y'all, I believe Peter G probably should have sent the picture of Big Fatty, the cheerleader, raising his leg during a Shark Week. Now, y'all, for my version of the soup, it's the exact same ingredients. Y'all, I'm not sure if I mentioned the half cup of roughly chopped fresh spinach in the first one. That goes in the first one also. But, y'all, Big Fatty always doubles it when he makes his soup. So, y'all, you're going to have four teaspoons of olive oil and get that cooking. And, y'all, instead of a one carrot, y'all, I just buy the it's either an 8 or a 12-ounce bag of the carrot matchsticks there at the Von's East, and I throw the whole bag in there. Because, y'all, I put more vegetables in mine than I do orzo. I buy the container of the celery that's already chopped up. It's probably two or three stalks of celery that are in that. Two onions will go in it, finally chopped, and then two teaspoons of chopped fresh oregano. Except, y'all, I use the dried oregano. It's just fine. Y'all, did I mention that in the one before? And y'all, instead of doubling the orzo, I only put one cup of the orzo pasta in there. Because, you know, more vegetables, less pasta. Add the salt and pepper. And y'all, then I put in two of the giant cans of the chicken broth. They're like 49.5-ounce cans of chicken broth. I put both of them in there. Bring that to a boil. And y'all, then I zest and juice three lemons because I like it a little tartar. And y'all, then I take a rotisserie chicken that I get out at the Sam's Club, and I pull all the meat and the skin off of it, and I throw all of that in there with it as well. And y'all, I buy a whole bag of the spinach there at the Von's East in the solid section. But y'all, I go in and I take the stems off the whole thing. And then after it all comes to a boil and everything, and it's simmered there on the stove for about a half hour, then I add all of that spinach, and then I pour in the lemon juice and the lemon zest, and I stir it all together. And y'all, it's much better the second day, but y'all, trust me, you are absolutely going to love this. And y'all, that is the lemon chicken and orzo soup, regular and Big Fatty's way.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And
Hey, Big Fatty, it's that Peter G, and I have a question, well, two questions about groceries for you, so play the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us all the way from out there in the Bay Area. So nice to meet you twice, y'all. It is from that Peter G. That Peter G, what you got for Big Fatty? Yes?
Okay, so Big Fatty, you said on your show today, on your little show today, that you bought 4 pounds of bacon. And I'm wondering, over there at Big Fatty headquarters, worldwide headquarters, how long does 4 pounds of bacon last? So how long will that bacon last? And the other question is, you said that the limes weren't good at the Vons East, so you couldn't put a piece of lime in your gin and tonic for Gin Week. But you did have lemons, because you were going to make the lemon soup, lemon chicken soup. So would you not put a lemon in there, or... do you not like lemon in with your gin and tonic? Even if you didn't have a lime, you wouldn't do a lemon. So anyway, those are my questions. Thank you, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling. And release the vulgarity to Spot and Big Fatty. There's one dating back to Shart Week, for Christ's sake. So come on, Spot and Crazy. Release the vulgarity. Bye. Thank you for calling. Bye, bye.
First of all, that Peter G., thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And you've got a couple of questions there, and I don't think I'm going to have time to answer them all before the music runs out. But, you know, even if the music runs out, we'll still answer the questions. First of all, as far as the Bayfront goes, there are about 11 or... I tell you what, let's let the music run. Yes, be ready! Peter G., I get the, when I go to the Von's East and get the Oscar Mayer bacon, I get the thick cut. And there are anywhere between 11 and 12 slices in that. And I have 3 slices of Bayfront each morning. So you can figure about 4 days, or almost 4 days, for a pound of bacon for Big Fatty. So I hope that that helps. And as far as the lemon in the Tanqueray, or the gin and tonics, because I was doing that during Gin Week, lemon, I don't really care for lemon in there. I mean, when you travel overseas, they'll put a lemon in your gin and tonic overseas, and you know that's you know it's good just to be a good visitor and not worry about it. But I think I'd rather have it without citrus than to have lemon in it. So anyway, and obviously, Spot and Crazy has heard your plea and has released the vulgarity over there at Spot and Big Fatty. And y'all, I think we're all caught up over there at Spot and Big Fatty. So y'all get some more pictures in. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello.
Kathy. Bacon.
Hey, will you look at this picture?
Sure. Anyway.
What is that? That's a sardine. A what? A sardine. I thought it was a tuna.
Is that tuna? Is it tuna? I thought it was a sardine.
That's not a sardine, that's a tuna, isn't it?
Aren't they the same thing?
No. I don't know.
Are those tuna? They're probably tuna.
And do they come with glasses?
They're sold separately.
Aww. She made that picture for me.
That's nice. Cute.
Aww. I never learned about tuna fish in school. Did you?
No. Our teachers teach us nothing.
Was that a sardine? Did you play a trick on me?
Oh, Big Fat!
Betty, why'd you hang up on us?
I didn't hang up on Miss Bacon. Y'all, that, of course, was Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for calling. Y'all, and she was, I'll tell you what was going on there. She and her daughter were over there at the lodge, and they were looking at the picture that Miss Beaver had posted over there of her favorite tuna. And that's what they were looking at. And
Big Fatty, does Miss Beaver Miss Bacon take her daughter over there often?
Well, I'm sure they go over there together all the time.
But Big Fatty, I would love to have a phone call with her daughter explaining the picture of Calvin and his Hello Kitty jockstrap. Oh, Lord.
Hello.
Happy. Bacon. Hello. Hello. Okay, I'm doing crunches, and I just did my ab challenge for the day. I did an hour on my elliptical and 20 minutes on my treadmill for a total of 5 miles, I think. Anyway, I'm doing some crunches, and I was just listening to this podcast. It's about exercising and right foods to eat and stuff, whatever. And then I was just thinking about Poodlin' the Facebook, and then I was thinking about, I wonder if Fatty talks to Poodle when he's not doing a show. And then, of course, I was horrified. Love you, Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, it sounds like you're really concentrating on those exercises. That's lovely. And Poodle, would you like to?
Yes, Big Fatty, I would just love to answer Miss Bacon's question about you talking to me when we're not doing the little show.
All right, Poodle, why don't you do that?
Miss Bacon, Big Fatty and I talk to each other all the time.
Y'all, it is true. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. If there were a hidden camera in the Fat Cave or a hidden microphone in the Fat Cave, y'all, I would be committed to an insane asylum. I'm telling you. Poodle and I talk.
Yes, Big Fatty.
We talk to each other all the time, and Poodle, you know, just always telling me when I'm fucking it up, and you know, always concerned with my bowel movements. And a
Big Fatty, somebody's got to be concerned about you going to TT or dropping a coil.
Oh, and but y'all, Poodle, this is the honest to hydrogen truth. Poodle and I talk to each other all the damn time.
Yes, Big Fatty!
Y'all, I just want to close out today's little show with something that I heard over there on the Live It Up little show. And y'all, y'all, that's a pizza pie that I had for lunch. It was the gluten-free. It was good. Y'all, it was the turnip head was over there. And y'all, he said it in just in passing. But y'all, it really is quite profound. And I just want to repeat it for you. Nowadays, common sense isn't common. Oh dear Gussie, y'all are supposed to have a horror meeting on Hump Day night, and y'all, it got canceled because people were having transportation issues and conflicts and all that kind of stuff. So y'all, we're gonna move it to next Wednesday night. So y'all, I think I am going to put on my pants and clip my penny coupon and head on over to the Von's East. Y'all, it is not a $50 gas card a week, but y'all, I'm just gonna pick up a few things while I'm over there, and I've got the evening. Y'all, then I'm gonna watch The Survivor, and Daniel, y'all, you heard Daniel Biba and Adam at the beginning of today's show. And Daniel, what do you think about me going to Von's?
Breaking news.
It might be breaking news. Big Fatty's coming to the Von's.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.